You
are now about to witness the awesome, crushing, might of the Robinson Show. Stop it!
Welcome, my friend, to a show that seemingly never ends. This is a version, a three, a one, two, using our JW. I'll be using your drum from Showstopper. I'm your host, 212. Isn't that some band? Nah, it's 311. I'm your host. Look at it. It did it. Hey, try it again. Try to do it on the if the seat fits, and it does it only intermittently. Nah, nothing. I got it. I'm your host, Jeff Robinson. We got a jam-packed show. I got a lot of explaining to do. We'll get it explained as soon as Bob Wiley sings us in like he has every single week. It's 2007. Intro, all of nothing is the song. By Stigmata, off of the record Calling of the Dust. Still available from Revelation Records. Tommy Pounds is there. Is it High Voltage? Yes, and Tommy Pounds is there. Still available from Revelation Records in Huntington Beach, California. But it should be a different nightclub. Hit your car with a hammer when your mayor pulls them out of town because some kind of restaurant in Central Florida that's failing. I'm taking a real good look at your face. Always payback is always nothing. Yeah, where are my fans? I'm tempted to let the song go because I'm in a New York hardcore mode. Those guys were New York hardcore, but they were upstate. You got to understand the cosmology of New Yorkers. Like, upstate might as well be Canada for lots of us, some of us. But I love those guys. Anyway, I put the record out. That's why I know it's at Revelation Records, because I sent the records to Revelation Records. Anyway, this is version a 3 or 1 or 2 of the Eugene S. Robinson Showstopper. And we got a lot to talk about. So let's get the commercials out of the way. As you know, this is free while it's live. Give everybody the option. At first, it started as an Aussie workaround. They were like, London. All right, hey, it's late for you, but good for being here. It started as a workaround with the Aussie thing. I used to had dark mutterings about how terrible of a place that was. I couldn't reveal anything, but this was like, it was a workaround. The free thing was a workaround so that I could say it's free. It's no more or less significant than if I'm leaving a posting on Facebook, which you can't attach to. I can't believe I had these ridiculous arguments with these grifters, these criminals, with the fucking arrested and on trial, soon to be on trial, Carlos Watson, over what I did on my private time. Nobody would allow you to moonlight. It's not moonlighting if I don't get money. So I always made it optional, right? Snake Plissken. I thought you were dead. So Substack, it's free if it's live. If you try to watch it after, again, I think it gives you 10, 15 minutes free, and then it makes you try to subscribe. Subscribe. You get $5 here, $7 there, $10 there. I can tell you from the stats. I can look at the stats right now and say overall for the year, we are down $212. Okay. That's, you know, listen, I owe for a week. It's $100 a week to keep Julian engaged and getting this up all over the place. Now, come rain or shine, June comes knocking. That's the deal. So anyway, you know what the number is. You know it's Substack. You know how to do it. You can subscribe to this or look what you made me do. the Substack that you should be reading, which is just people say, oh, you should make the Substack. Look what you made me do. You should make it video and do audio. It's like, hey, get the fuck out of here. It's enough that it's free. I don't put a bunch of shit on my table, ruining my Sunday every Sunday. You're lucky you get what you get, you know? So, but anyway, that's the end of the commercial. The Substack, the Patreon thing wasn't working as well for me. Let's try this out. We'll try. And then, you know, after it doesn't, we'll see what happens. Anyway, let's get to it. So, my old boss, yeah, Carlos Watson, the grifter. Look him up. Just type in grifter Carlos Watson. See what comes up. I don't want to have to visit again at the top of the hour because it's a downer. Maybe I'll bring it up as a point of contact somewhere later in the show as a leitmotif. But right now we want to go. I want to talk about this book that I read called The Beast Within. You can look it up right now and tell me who wrote it. The Beast Within, it's about fascism and neo-fascism. Take a drink because I'm going to say Nazi. You know it's coming. And it was one of these far-right groups in Germany. Now, at one point, I'd gone to Germany. The wall fell in, I think, 89. And then they tried this. They tried to essentially grift the entire touring band nation with this 19% unification tax. This unification tax was designed to somehow, it was like a Marshall Plan for East Germany. They were charging you 19 cents on your gross take, a club take for every band touring, at least us, and in order to help with the reconnection from East Germany to Germany, right? So I don't know if it was Zola. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So anyway, in one of the sections in the book, they talk about, you know, Eastern propensity for aggressive nationalism and racism, right? Essentially, neo-Nazism. And one of the neo-Nazi groups, as always happens with these strength cults, one of these guys said, okay, we're gonna train. And everybody was like, yeah, because we're going to be street fighters. Yeah, we got bags, we got gloves, got mats. We're going to fucking become badasses. Yeah, we're going to train. And I'll tell you what we're not going to do. What's that? We're not going to, you know, no lazy lion syndrome here. We're not going to be laying around with women, you know, fucking bitches. We're not going to do that. And, you know, these East German skinhead, you know, neo-Nazis were like, yeah, you're right. We're going to stay strong. Yeah. Like the Proud Boys have a no masturbation policy, right? No masturbation. Okay. No masturbation. They said it saps you of your energy and you know, lowers your testosterone for no, this is junk science, but whatever. I understand. You know, when I was trying to break 345, when I was actually trying to break 325 on the bench, I decided, my long-suffering girlfriend at the time, that I would not let a semen leave my body. So no more masturbation. I would have sex with her, but I would not ejaculate. And that shit worked. You thought I was going to say it didn't work? It did work. It worked like gangbusters. I went from 325 to my ultimate triple max, which was 345 on the bench. All right? Okay. It works. So these neo-Nazi guys are like, yeah, we're not going to let semen leave our body. Oh, man, it's cloudy. Either my cataracts are acting up or there's yogurt on the computer. Yeah, that's a little better. All right. So everybody's down with, they're like, yeah. You got that right. You're not going to do that. And he goes, okay, we're not going to date women. He's like, in fact, and one guy's like, yeah, I think what we should do, yeah. It's just have sex with each other, man, and keep the circle closed. Out of the room, I'd like to imagine you got a little quiet. Some guys were like, yo, bro, I don't know about this. And so there was dissension in the community, and half of the neo-Nazis walked, and the other half stayed, I guess, and had a gay old time like they do in Bedrock. We'll have a gay old time. So these things all end up, these strength, Ernst Röhm and the brown shirts, and you know, so like, look, I'm not maligning gay people. And I can't even malign closeted gay people in the instance of Ernst Röhm, because these guys were by no measure closeted. They were quite comfortable and out. When he got, when there was a night of the long knives, Ernst Röhm was on a holiday untreated, some insult to Jugend. So he lost a lot of people. So when Andrew Tate says, as he said this week, that if you are having heterosexual sex for fun, you're gay. This was a brain twister for me. This was a brain twister for me. And what did I do? I go to Marty G, my local MAGA representative, and I pretty much read the quote to him. And Marty G looked me in the face, and it took him less than 30 seconds. And he says, I get it. I go, if you get it, explain it to me. He says, okay. Who routinely has non-procreative sex? So I don't know, what do you mean? He said, who has sexual contact wherein it's impossible to get pregnant? I said, oh, we go. He goes, gay guys. Gay guys have sex and there is no way that they are having a baby. I said, I don't want to get into trans issues with you, but you might be wrong about that. In the new modern cosmology, a trans man could get pregnant and bear a child. He goes, I'm not talking about that. You know, I said, okay, yeah, okay. Let's get lost in the weeds. Let's stay focused here. He said, so within 30 seconds, the MAGA guy immediately got it. You know, that's the take. And then I read the full quote directly with my own eyes. And what he's saying is that that essentially it makes you some kind of libertine, or I don't know what point he's trying to make. But it ultimately, these guys looking for connections to the alpha malehood from Iron John. Every generation's got its macho hustler. Every generation since when? Since when? Probably since the Vietnam War, by my estimation, there have been these hustlers. Iron John, Liver King, Andrew Tate, the pickup artist, the guy who wrote the rules book, one of these guys who had some website, the Ain't It Cool. Yeah, there's a whole handful of these guys, the incel movement, all these. You do realize, listen, as a father of four daughters and four sisters, you do realize that there's no evil genius to the activities of the distaff portion of the planet. Like, you know, if you're 18 and being tormented by an 18-year-old girl, you got to realize that she doesn't know what the fuck she's going on either. People just drawn from a bag of guesses. And when I realized that, as I say, a 35-year-old man, I started letting everybody off the hook. All my resentments, my taxi driver-fueled resentments, they are your union. You're like all the rest of them. I will get to Johnny Boney Joni in a bit. Because if you remember correctly, I talked about that here first. Okay. Right? Didn't I get that? Okay. The strength cults always kind of have their, and these hucksters have existed since the Vietnam War, because these guys came back from the Vietnam War. And, you know, of course, once the haze from the heroin went, and then they got out of the cocaine, and was transmogrified into crack, and they then became the homeless issue. And now they segued into the golf thing. And then the guys come back, can't live in houses, have to live in the streets. And we've just been snowballing since then. But what's been a steady drumbeat are these diamond dozen hucksters that are trying to help the disaffected, you know, male populations of at least the U.S. get their balls back. Oh, God. And Tate, I mean, at this point now, Tate just came right out and said it. If you haven't heard this guy, I mean, eventually they all, from Hitler on through, if you listen to them long enough, the poker tell that you'll get is that they're out of their fucking minds. out of, okay, and then I hear the inevitable whataboutism. No, no more lesson than you with the oh, the man needs a tampon. I don't want to get into trans issues because it doesn't affect me. I don't give a shit. A trans issue, what do you mean? There's a guy wants to call himself Bob, Jane, Judy. I don't give a fuck. Are you, what's your pronouns? They, them? Hey, those guys, you know, I used to get into trouble for talking about, they didn't come home last night. Who do you mean? I meant Bob's girlfriend. Well, it's only one of her. You know what I mean. I don't have to play these grammarian games anymore. Maybe I could actually be talking about a day. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, Beekeeper says, yeah, being attracted to physically fit women is latent homosexuality. So is Andrew Tate, is he in jail in Romania for banging ugly women? Because that's more heterosexual. And in other words, what he's suggesting, I guess, is that you go out and impregnate ugly women to prove to him that you are not a gay man who likes having sex with hot women. You know what, man? All right, bro. You know, there's at some point, you know how many people killed themselves or forced suicided in Jonestown? Damn near 1,000. Damn near. And if you think that was the first warning they got that shit was not right, you're wrong. You're wrong. But whatever, you know, let Andrew Tate do. And I go to the guys who said, no, Andrew Tate's got some good points. But I went to the guys that go over there, jiu-jitsu, and I mentioned, hey, what is this about sucking dick in there? And he goes, well, he didn't really technically say anything about sucking. Hey, man, if you start your sentence with, he didn't technically say something about sucking dick, you know they're talking about sucking dick. There's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know what Tate's put, but I'm glad he's in jail. How about that? That kind of confusion needs to resolve itself in prison where he can have a lot of non-homosexual sex. Non-heterosexual homosexual sex. The fuck? When you give a shit? You see two guys go in the room, they could be in there playing Parcheesi. Why are you worried about this? I hope I live long enough. I hope I live long enough to get to the day where, like, homosexuality is like hair color. You know, it's just like, yeah, whatever, bro. What? I mean, that's kind of the way it is for me now. I don't give a shit. Oh, yeah. You what about men were hitting on you? Men been hitting on me since I was old enough to be in public places. And as long as the guy's not talking about gang raping me, I'm pretty much whatever, bro. No, I'm not interested. Thanks.
Hey, Showstomper fans. Thanks for checking out this teaser of the Eugene S. Robinson Showstomper. Please be sure to join us over at showstomperpodcast.substack.com to subscribe so you can enjoy the remainder of the show. Every show runs a little over an hour for free on the Showstomper YouTube channel every Sunday when it airs live. To catch the show after that, you will need to become a paid subscriber on Substack to help support Eugene's work and help us to keep bringing these shows to you week after week, year after year. Thank you so much for your support. See you over on Substack.